and here's a fact that is sure to thrill you. We Americans, collectively, are losing billions of dollars from our retirement accounts. Researchers say this is because workers pay fees that are far too high to financial firms. Part of the trouble, these experts say, is that many companies are outgunned by financial advisors who sell them bad retirement plans for their workers. For our series, Your Money and Your Life, here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Here's the problem. Many people running small and mid-sized companies around the country, they're really not good at setting up 401k plans for their workers. They don't know much about saving and investing, and that's understandable. They're in business because they're really good at other things.
We make tools smaller than a human hair in diameter.
That's Eric Lipke. He's president of Midwest Industrial Tool Grinding, Inc. It manufactures tools for medical devices.
We're based here in Hutchinson, Minnesota. We have about 55 people.
And Lipke says he and the company owners here want to offer good benefits so that they can attract and keep good workers.
They come and work here for 20 years, 30 years, whatever their working career is. And when they're done, be able to say, you know, I had really good health care. I have a great retirement plan.
So 5 years ago, the company set up a plan, but Lipke still doesn't have any idea if it's a good 401k plan.
We don't know where to find help for that.
So actually, we found him some help. We put Lipke and his new HR person, Sheila Murphy, in touch with someone who studies all this, a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
So we're going to get a Wharton professor on the phone in a little bit to tell us whether it's a good plan or a bad plan or an ugly plan or whatever.
That sounds good.
Hi, this is Kent.
Hi, this is Sheila Murphy and Eric Lipke from MITGI in Hutchinson, Minnesota.
Murphy and Lipke here have just called up Professor Kent Smetters and put him on the speakerphone.
Hello, Professor.
Hi, good to meet you, Eric.
Nice to meet you, too.
So we asked Smetters to take a look at this company's plan, and Murphy and Lipke are right now asking him what he thinks.
I would say between kind of good, bad, and ugly. I would put it between bad and ugly. You know, I think I've seen worse. But not by much. This really is a high-fee plan.
The disclosure documents for the plan show that the workers pay about 2% in fees. That might not sound like much, but Smetters says it's really bad. 2% of your entire life savings every year compounded over 30, 40 years, that small-sounding fee eats up half of your earnings over that period in your retirement account. So, Smetters says this plan is sucking way too much money out of the employees' pockets.
The good news here is that there's this great opportunity here for kind of shifting to a 401k plan that's really going to deliver your workers a higher return over time.
Thank you. This is Sheila. That's our hope. We are a little bit nervous that our employees will feel like we weren't more responsible sooner to look
sure.
at the plan, which it's going to be hard to tell them that, you know.
Yeah.
Smetters says the problem here, and it's the same at many companies, is that basically this plan was set up by a financial advisor who's also a sales guy. Many advisors have incentives to set up plans full of mutual funds with high fees because that's a way that they get paid. And the salesmanship was on display at the company the next morning. A new employee, Justin Johnson, was about to enroll in the 401k plan.
Right now, I think I'm just going to put 5% in. Currently, my fiance is in the end of her master's program, so I kind of watch the pennies a little bit.
Sheila Murphy, the HR person, explains that to enroll in the 401k plan, new workers call up a financial advisor with a company called EFS Advisors.
We're going to call EFS.
The advisor didn't want me to record the phone call and declined an interview, but he knew I was in the room reporting this story during the speakerphone call. The new employee asked how high the fees were in the plan, and the advisor told him that the fees were 1.5%, but actually they're higher than that. And the advisor went on to say that those fees make the plan, quote, extremely competitive.
He misrepresented the truth.
Ian Ayers is a law professor at Yale University who studies 401k plans at thousands of companies across the country. He says the fees in this plan are 3 times higher than extremely competitive plans. So right in front of a reporter, the financial advisor appears to be saying things that just aren't true.
Is that even legal?
No. It's misrepresent the truth in that way is almost certainly not legal.
Ayers agrees with Smetters that this company got saddled with a bad plan that's too costly for the workers. And he's seen this before, especially at smaller companies.
Sadly, the high costness is both outrageous and all too prevalent. There are billions of dollars in excess fees being charged each year to American workers.
As for EFS advisors, the company declined repeated requests for an interview or a comment, but we called the trade group the Investment Company Institute. Sarah Holden is a research director, and we asked her about studies that find that many 401k plans are overpriced.
They've been able to measure fees. That's something that's reported. What none of the studies have done is look to see, well, what was the range of services that were being included.
So a plan might cost more, but employees might get things like lots of access to financial advisors. Of course, some plans could still be way overpriced. But Holden says, look, businesses just need to shop around.
And it's their job to make sure that the services that they're getting for the fees that they're going to be paying are reasonable.
Since we visited Midwest Industrial Tool Grinding, the company has shopped around. They just got a quote from a major mutual fund firm for a plan with total annual fees of 0.64%. The workers are paying about three times more than that now. Chris Arnold, NPR News.